Anyway, mid-afternoon or not, the lights were beginning to come on. The rain had shrunk to little more than a sprinkling trickle. The thunder continued, but it was a distant rumble now, accompanied by distant swellings of orange light rising unevenly from the edges of the craggy, twisted skyline. Borglund had told me that once I had found the steeple, I would be home free. He had said to stay on the main path with the steeple all the way to the end, and I would be there. It was a lot easier trip the way he had told it. I was beginning to get an idea as to the size of this place. Within the next 100 meters or so, I must have passed a dozen side paths, many of which were just as impressive as the one I was following. I trusted to direction for the most part, though even with this policy I ran the risk of getting lost. Everything twisted here, every path, every alley, every bulkhead. I didn't even bother to try to ignore what that could have meant, omen-wise. The way things were looking so far, I was already screwed anyway. "It beats prison," I caught myself saying once out loud, and wondered how often that had happened without my having noticed it before. Just about then, it all got a little tighter. I saw the bouncing, bobbing glow of their lamps first, coming around a corner of one of the side paths. Instinctively, I crouched back into a recess as they appeared. There were 5 of them, all men, it seemed, in that light, stumbling hurriedly into the passage just ahead of me. 3 of them carried lamps. 2 of them carried, dragged, someone between them. All had a knife or a club or some sort of weapon. They increased their pace when they got onto the passageway I had been following, looking back over their collective shoulders for pursuit. I held still where I was to give them a chance to put a little distance between us. I was now no longer sure whether or not I wanted to continue. Well, let's say I knew I didn't want to go up behind them. I had never wanted to go, but now I wasn't sure whether I should. I didn't want to get brained as one of the pursuers they obviously expected. But on the other hand... The pursuit showed up then, answering it for me. They came up from behind me, stomping rapidly past, about 6, I guessed, without even seeing me in their determined chase. More knives and more clubs. I shuddered to think what would have happened if I had been standing in the middle of the path like the hapless fool I was when they had rounded the corner. Would they have stopped to see who I was? Or would they have simply splattered me first as a matter of course? At any rate, they were past, and I was safe, and the best thing to do was leave the way I came. But I followed with only slight hesitation. It was tough keeping up with this bunch. They moved very quickly through the muck, without need for lights or whispered instructions. They seemed to know a lot more about their surroundings than the first group. They lost me. Try as I might, I couldn't keep up with their stealthy, lethal gait. But I did get there in time for the fight.